Welcome to TV and Film Beat, your go-to Pondering Nerds segment for the inside scoop on all things television and movies. With your favorite mug filled to the brim with coffee or tea, sit back and dive into today's commentary on the latest and greatest from the bustling entertainment world. I'm your hostess with the mostest, and here's what's making a buzz in Tinseltown. In today's episode, we get a glimpse into the political and powerful sphere with Regina King stepping into the shoes of the legendary Shirley Chisholm. The Oscar winner didn't shy away from expressing her respect and dedication to preserving Chisholm's legacy in the Netflix biopic aptly titled Shirley, as revealed in an intriguing interview with John Ridley on the Deadline Election Line podcast. Known as the first Black woman elected to Congress and a presidential nominee, Chisholm's trailblazing career, now immortalized on screen, continues to inspire. With an affecting nod from President Barack Obama, who posthumously honored her with the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the immense challenge and reverence King holds for this role are palpable in the podcast, and it's a must-watch performance. Now, let's switch to the bustling box office, where the return of the paranormal is storming cinemas this weekend. Ghostbusters: Frozen Empire is rocking the theaters despite some weather woes and has eyes set on a $42 million opening. Even with competition from the Neon's horror flick Immaculate, starring Sydney Sweeney, which is on track for a $5 million debut, the Ghostbusters franchise isn't afraid of a little rain. Moving on to some movie news, the subject of streaming sensation, Quiet on Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV, sits down for his first interview since its release. Drake Bell invites us into his perspective on the shocking revelations and the inadequate response he feels Nickelodeon has offered. A candid discussion of personal trauma and an industry grappling with its demons, Bell's testimony is a somber reminder of the realities behind the television screen we so often take for granted. If you're a fan of the gritty and the crime saga genre, you'll be thrilled to hear that the trailer for The Penguin series has finally landed with a bang. Not your typical waddling villain, Colin Farrell's Oz Cobb is redefining this DC antagonist in Matt Reeves' spin-off series, set for a fall release on Max. The trailer hints at a cutthroat rise to power and a legacy to be cemented, and we are all for it. To close on a supernaturally high note, the whimsical chaos of Beetlejuice is back, with Michael Keaton slipping back into his iconic black and white stripes. In an era-defying reunion with Tim Burton, this sequel is set to turn heads and unleash mayhem once more, bringing back the ever-enigmatic Dietz clan and a host of new faces. It's nostalgia meets novelty, and frankly, we can't wait. As the reels keep turning and the screens stay lit, that wraps up today's episode of TV and Film Beat. I hope you enjoyed the ride through the latest dramas, comedies, and thrillers making waves across the silver screen and beyond. Don't forget to subscribe for your regular dose of entertainment news, and until next time, keep watching, keep speculating, and keep loving the world of TV and film. This is your host, signing off.
This has been an exciting segment from the Pondering Nerdcast. Make sure to subscribe and follow us so you never miss an episode. We've got all sorts of fascinating topics to explore and share with you, and we can't wait to bring you along on the adventure. Thanks for tuning in.